Hey, what's up, man? Oh, really? Well, just tell him to grab it off the shelf. Yeah, the wooden one to the right. All right, well, if you can't find it, just tell him to give me a hit back on my celly.
Steven, you remember we're hosting a show here, right?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I had to take that.
Yeah. Well, in America, cell phone usage is increasing as we speak. In the past decade, many Americans have been jumping on the cell phone wagon. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, more than 160 million Americans are cell phone users, many of whom are teenagers. So should your teen have a cell phone? Follow our At Me reporter, Sarah Perman, as she looks into this issue.
The question is almost inescapable. Mom, Dad, can I have a cell phone? Everyone else has one. Well, not really. An NOP World Technology Study released this month finds 44% of American teens between the ages of 10 and 18 own a cell phone, and that percent promises to grow. Some teens spend hours chatting with friends, while others use their phones only for parent-approved situations. Some parents say cell phones are a hazard and a distraction for teens, while others say it helps them keep in touch with their kids. West High freshman Celine Damon says her parents bought her a phone to keep in contact with her.
My parents might not let me do something, but if I have my cell phone, they know that I can be safe because even if it runs out of batteries, you can make an emergency call to 911 if something happens on my phone. So I always feel safe because I know that I can call people whenever in case I get in trouble.
Cell phone technology is advancing every day. They aren't just payphone substitutes anymore. Users can now talk, text message, or even take pictures with their cell phones. Teens can communicate with friends and family at all times, even during the school day. West High teacher Joseph Schumacher says cell phones disturb his class on average 3 times a day.
I don't see a practical purpose for having cell phones within a classroom because I think it's diversion from basically the curriculum being presented during class.
Irie Henry is a West High freshman who doesn't have a cell phone. He says cell phones are just a trend.
It's almost like it's a fun little play toy. You know, you see second graders bringing little Transformers or Barbie dolls. That's kind of what it is nowadays with ninth graders and up, you know, using their cell phones, their text messaging in class.
So whether you believe teen cell phone usage is an advantage or a drawback, cell phones are likely to keep on ringing. For At Me, I'm Sarah Perman.
To 8 o'clock.